Hi everyone, welcome back to One Globe 360's podcast. Today is episode 5 and I'm joined with Mel and Crystal, two of my closest friends who I met travelling last April. And today we're going to have a big chit chat about the travelling we've done so far and our travel plans for the future. So we met last year in April doing the Bangkok to Singapore tour. So firstly, Mel, can you tell me your favourite place that we went to?
Okay, hi, by the way, Ellie, thanks so much for having me on here.
Feels no, thank so you.
That's a really tricky one. If I had to pick, I would say Koh Sik National Park in Thailand. It was just amazing. Like, it was almost as if we were in, is it Bora Bora that you see the really scenic photos of?
Bora Bora, Maldives,
like, the little hut. And going out into that lake, the lake was like a thermal bath. It was so hot.
And it was crystal clear, right?
Yeah.
It literally was, yeah.
Ellie, do you remember me and you both jumping in?
Yes. Oh my God. And we were wearing the life jackets as like the nappies, because who was it that told us to do that? Was it Pookie who like recommended to do that?
Yeah, you're right. So that is life hack. Life travel hack is wear a life jacket as a nappy, float about the lake.
Have a chang.
Unreal. Have a chang. Yeah, love it. If you remember to bring them.
Yeah, no, for me, Koh Sok was like literally like the Maldives of Thailand. It was just like so picturesque. We had such a chill day, didn't we? We just had food, chang, just chilled, kayaked.
Yeah, and that fish that we had to eat was honestly the best fish I've ever had. Do you remember it came with the head and everything on it?
Yes.
And the eye.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that.
And then, yeah, Crystal, how about you? What was your favourite place that we went to?
I think my favourite place has to be Penang in Georgetown, Malaysia. I just remember that first night that we went out, and that was to that hostel. I think it was Luke who hooked us up with his mate,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Like, his mate worked in the hostel, and then we were playing, what was it, beer pong, and doing
everyone was wearing the shirts that night.
Yes,
yeah, there the was shit the shirts. Shit that night.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a really, really fun night.
That was one of my favourite nights.
That was
insane. And then, do you remember whenever the hostel closed and they were all like, let's go, and we went out the back door and ended up in this nightclub?
Yes. I actually do. That was actually such a good night. Because we all went out as a group. The whole group was together, weren't they? We all went out. So it was really nice. It was really cool.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my word. Do you remember, was it Sarah or Eva lost their bag with all the stuff in it?
Yeah.
And then they actually got it back.
Was it, how did they lose it? Was it night? Or?
They left it in the hostel.
They just left it sitting. Yeah. So like they were worried in case someone had stolen it or whatever. But the next day they went and they got it.
I mean, I guess so I got lucky, didn't I, as well, with my bag. I got close to losing everything.
Thailand.
Well, it was like,
Jamie
literally saved me from like losing all my possessions that I had accumulated.
In fairness, I think it might have been Jamie's fault it ended up there in the first place.
Honestly, I was fully prepared to have lost all my possessions. I honestly thought, like, this is not good. So, honestly, the fact that then their group were going to the same port as us that day genuinely saved me. Because, I was so lucky. So lucky.
How nerve-wracking would that have been? Your whole 10 weeks of travelling, and then it was, like, the second last week.
Like, literally 2 weeks to go. I know. And it's not even just all the clothes and all, like, my possessions that I had. It was, like, all the souvenirs that I'd, like,
memories.
All the memories, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So
the memories that made your backpack feel like it was loaded with bricks.
Yeah, literally. That's another thing as well. I was the one person on the trip, I think, for all the tours I did when I was travelling. My bag was just like, it was just a bit of a laughing point. Because I just couldn't pick it up. I just could not pick it up.
Yeah, I can literally remember, like, putting it on my back and I fell over.
Yeah.
Because I was not...
It was just... It was just ridiculous. Like, I actually don't know how it was that heavy. Like, what did I even have in it?
It's funny because me and you shared a room, but I feel like your bag was, like, empty. Like, especially my suitcase, it was definitely empty.
I actually still, to this day, don't know what it was that was causing it so much weight. Like, I just had, like, T-shirts, like, the flowy trousers that I got in Thailand. Like, I actually still don't know what made it so heavy, but it literally felt like it had bricks in it. And the amount of people,
Crystal, would you think that's a good idea to bring a suitcase?
I'm sorry, but you've got to have the options for the Instagram.
I guess
the pictures, like, you have to.
It is difficult, isn't it?
I literally cannot see how I would take a backpack with me on holiday. Like, I don't see it. Like, squishing all my clothes into one bag, no.
Because that's the thing, though, in a rucksack or a backpack, all your clothes get, like, creased. They all just start smelling. Like, that was what I found probably one of the hardest things about having the backpack, was everything just gets, just squashed. And
you couldn't find your stuff as well. Do you remember, Ellie? You, like, always losing your stuff?
Yes.
Remember?
Yeah, literally.
In fairness, I had my backpack opened, so instead of it just open from the top, it still opened like a suitcase, so it went right the whole way round, and then you could, like, open it flat so you could look inside without taking everything out.
That was good.
But I still can never picture you with a backpack on your shoulders, Crystal.
But even if
you, Crystal, were travelling for, like, say, for example, like, half a year, would you still take a suitcase?
Yeah.
You would never.
I've got to have the day and night outfits.
Oh, you're hilarious! What about whenever you're getting on the overnight train? So that little tiny gap you have to squeeze your suitcase on. You're still okay with that?
I'll just get a guide to help me.
I love it.
I think actually Jordan helped me put my suitcase onto that first overnight train. I think.
Yeah, I think he did. Because I'm pretty sure. There was a like really big queue behind us, and he was like hoisting it on so hard that he nearly fell.
oh my god! Funny. I think it's clear.
Number one tip is that make sure the wheels work, Crystal.
I think I had
one broken wheel
the whole time, or was that just at the end?
The whole time. I think.
I can just remember us all at our going to our hotel in Singapore. We were all, it was so hot, we had to walk from the
How far was that, like, half an hour or so? Like, it was quite long.
Yeah, and it was so hot, we were all sweating, and because we were like wanted to get there, no one really wanted to hold back with Crystal. We were such bad people. And then every time I look back, you're just like getting so angry, trailing your suitcase along.
That was like the worst day for me.
That was a funny day, because obviously, like, you know, we didn't know if Pookie was going to be able to get in, you know, in Singapore, and then it was like, I guess, the last few days of our trip, so we're kind of like trying to plan what we're going to do. Like, I remember I was getting to the hotel and just like, I know, I was really excited to be in Singapore, but then I was kind of like, it's ending really soon.
It doesn't feel right.
Yeah. And she wasn't there. She was such a good tour leader. She was so funny. She was so much fun.
She
came with us on that night out to the hostel. She was there. Like, I remember she was there. Like,
She took a shot.
Exactly. Like, she was just so much fun. Like, that's what I think you need with the tour leaders, is just, like, them to enjoy it as much as we do, if you know what I mean. Like,
yeah,
that makes it so much better. So in terms of we've talked about favourite places. Mel, what was your highlight of the trip? Or even a few highlights. Let's talk about a few of them.
Okay. Oh, we could be here all day, but I'll narrow it down to just a few. So one of my favourite highlights was whenever we were in Cameron Highlands in Malaysia, and we had to do the hike right up through the clouds, and literally we felt like we were on top of the world. But hiking up that was difficult, but it was the best, most funniest time of my entire trip. Ellie, you've got to know what I'm talking about.
100%. 100%. I still have videos, and I still laugh to this day at those videos of seeing us trying to literally climb through these branches, bushes, all the... It was a literal trek. And Crystal, you had the perfect outfit for the day. You had your lovely, like, your shoes were, like, so, like, clean, fresh. Like, they looked brand new. Like, you had, like, a really nice outfit on. And there
a white jumpsuit.
And then we were, like, trekking through the mud and the branches. And it's just, like, I mean, I definitely was not prepared for it. I did not think it was going to be, like, a proper trek. But it really was. You know, and it, like...
It really... That was the day that my trainers were no longer white from that day on.
Ruined.
Mine just stayed white somehow. I'm not sure how, but they stayed white. I put them in the wash though afterwards. I think that's why.
Yeah. Well, I actually tried to do that with mine, but then the smell just wouldn't budge from them because they were soaked.
And in terms of Crystal, your highlights, have you got any that stand out?
So apart from Penang, I think definitely the Koh Samui Road. That was our first night
on
the tour. Obviously, that was mine and Jordan's birthday, and I got absolutely hammered.
I still have a video of me buying you a scorpion on a stick.
Oh my god, the scorpion. I remember that.
I threw up on the video. It is so disgusting, but I laugh so hard every time.
It was just so crunchy and like so dry. I noticed anything like it in my life. Like,
that's brave.
I didn't have one that night. I think me and Jordan, I had one the night before, but Jordan wouldn't try it. He was too scared. But it's just I don't think it's the taste of it that...
The texture.
Yeah, it was the crunchiness and knowing the scorpion you were eating.
Yeah. But then that was such a fun night. Like, the buckets of, like, vodka and Red Bulls were for, like... It was, like, for, like, £1 or something.
It was so cheap.
Like, it worked out to be £1 in pounds.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Do you know what was really bizarre about that? Like, that was the first time Jordan and I had been to Bangkok and the first time we'd been to Koh San Road. And we met two guys that were from a town just beside us.
Seriously?
An island?
Oh my God.
We met two guys from Belfast. Obviously, we live 20 minutes from Belfast. But in the middle of Koh San Road. And they knew people we knew.
That's crazy.
It shows how small the world is, isn't it? You know, you can be in Bangkok, Thailand and still see people that... literally live near you.
Yeah, I think mad. That's one of the things that are, it's so amazing about traveling, is that although the world is like, you figure out, although the world is so big, by traveling it's so small in its own way.
That's crazy. Like, what, 20 minutes, literally 20 minutes from you?
Literally,
on the same night, and in Koh Samui Road
they knew friends of our friends and stuff. It was so bizarre.
Oh my goodness. Well, for me, talking about highlights, for me, my highlight's got to be our final night in Singapore. And we were right at the top of the hotel. We went to, like, the top level. And we had those, like, the cocktails.
Was it ladies' night?
Yeah, I think it was. I think it might have been ladies' night. Yeah. And we had the cocktails and we had, like, the amazing view over Singapore. We could see, like, Gardens by the Bay. Like, it was all lit up. And you had, like, the infinity pool. I think it's, like, the tallest, like, infinity pool in the world. I think there's, like, some record or something to do with the building. And I think it was just, like, we were all there and it was, like, the view was incredible.
It was Instagram worthy.
Yeah. Yes.
Crystal knows all about that.
Yeah.
But I must say, that was the best espresso martini I've ever had, but also the most expensive.
It was expensive, wasn't it? It was.
Although on entering, we did get one of those vouchers, didn't we?
We did, yeah. Didn't we get, like, one free drink or something, or, like, a credit or something that...
Yeah, well, it was a credit, so I think the boys had to put, like, $1 to it to get a beer, whereas, because I wanted a cocktail, I think it was, like, an extra $5 or whatever. So it was a bit expensive, but, I mean... for once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, I think it was so worth it.
To be up, that view. I think it was a view sort of I'll never forget. I mean, we were so high up, you could literally see the whole of Singapore, which is so such a cool place, you know, as it is, let alone seeing the view.
It was just like, from being in Gardens by the Bay that day, and then going up and seeing it lit up at night time was just absolutely insane.
For me, that was definitely, I mean, there are so many highlights from the trip. it's difficult to like pick one, but I think for me that really stands out as like a really like, you know, big highlight. And in terms of funniest moments from the trip, Mel, do you have a funny moment that stands out? I guess like we were saying before, there are almost too many to mention, but do you have one that stands out?
Back to Kosciuszko National Park. Do we remember Tom? This is honestly, I tell everyone this story, it is so funny. So we were told that we had to stay in the lake and we weren't allowed to go around the corner where we were completely out of sight because it was dangerous, and we were told all the risks about it. Next thing, we're all chilling in the pool with the life jackets as nappies, and Tom's nowhere to be seen. So one of the, was it the security guy?
Yeah.
Kind of like ran up and started blowing his whistle and was like, Tom, Tom, someone say to Tom. So we all started screaming exactly the same time. And
we literally
still didn't hear.
Yeah, we were screaming his name. And he just didn't seem to hear us, like, at all.
Yeah, so then next thing, who was it that had to go out on the kayak to, like, get him back?
Goodness.
I think it was Eva and Sarah, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, because they were already in the kayaks. Yeah.
Yeah, because they were, like, complete water babies. They were so good. So whenever they came back, we were like, Tom, why did you not come back? Did you not hear us? He was like, yeah, I heard you. I just wanted to just go for a swim around that corner because I was told not to.
And what did we think he was going to get? Yeah, some chance.
It doesn't even sound that funny now, but yeah, it was the funniest moment ever.
Is this because he almost had no idea of the... I mean, it wasn't like a really, really serious situation, but the security guy was like quite sort of... I don't know, he was quite desperate to get Tom back.
Yeah, I think,
you know,
it was more
like,
because obviously when you go round that corner there was other little like rafts and little boats that were coming up and you couldn't see it, so it was would have been dangerous for it, like for him in that way, but he heard danger and thought, oh yep, I'm gonna swim right into it.
Yeah, he literally didn't mind, did he? He did not care at all. Yeah. That was good. Yeah, I think when I got, obviously when we all speak about it, I think that's a moment we all talk about, isn't it? Still, like,
yeah,
it'll always
sure
be funny. And then Crystal, what about you? What was sort of the funniest moment for you on the trip?
Funniest moment? Oh, there were actually so many funny moments. But the one that always like sticks in my mind is, I think it was like our second day in Bangkok and I was by the pool with Mel and Jordan. And we had a conversation about something. And then I think Mel brought up the X Factor. And obviously, because of her Irish accent, I couldn't really understand what she was saying properly. And I remember her saying something about Simon Cowell. She kept repeating Simon Cowell. And I obviously couldn't understand her in her Irish accent. So I was like, who? Who are you talking about?
Let me just say it. Simon Cowell.
And I was like, who? And you kept repeating it. I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I think Jordan then had to be like, she means Simon Cowell.
Oh, do you mean Simon Cowell? We were like, you guys were like, yeah, that's what he was saying.
Oh yeah, that accent barrier was a struggle sometimes, I can't lie.
Even like with like Pookie as well, she would say some things and we would just find it so hilarious as well.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
She always kept saying Parshar to me.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
So she meant power shower. So yeah, that's what I got all the time.
And she loved the word babe.
Yeah. Oh my word, that was so funny. Hey baby.
In our group chat.
She's such a legend, isn't she?
She was the best.
Oh, I think funniest moment.
I really hope we get to see her.
What was that? Sorry.
Sorry, I really hope we get to see her.
Yes.
We have our,
yeah.
Me too. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. No, I think for me, funniest moment would have to be Crystal again. It involves you. At the homestay at Chendera Lake and. There were lots of mozzies there. We were, you know, lots. And we did have our mosquito nets, but I don't really think they worked. I think they were not great. And we woke up the next morning and Crystal knew straight away something was not right. and she had the biggest mosquito bite on her eye, the biggest I've like ever seen. Like it was a big bite, wasn't it?
It was horrendous.
It cannot have been comfortable.
I don't think we can even describe it in words. I don't think people are going
to. Yeah, you need
and
to
I
see
was,
pictures.
I was the worst person for it to happen to because I loved a good selfie, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, we know all about that. Yeah, Crystal was Instagram queen.
So it's
but
like
although on that note. We got the shades working and we covered it up most of the time.
Yeah, you managed to cover it up.
Every time we need a photo, we have to stop for 5 minutes until you checked yourself out with your glasses on.
I just like remember taking videos throughout the day or even the next sort of few days or so, and you'd be making sure that you had your sunglasses on, like in the video. Like I could see you rapidly sort of getting your sunglasses on to cover up your eye. To be fair, like, honestly,
sure,
horrible.
Sorry, the day before that, we were all saying about how we've never been bit by a mosquito before. And then it's like they heard us and came to attack because Jordan was covered in them as well.
Yeah. Oh, it must have been horrible because I think obviously mosquito bites are not fun at all anyway, let alone getting a bite on your eye. Like, that just must be.
My eye felt so heavy. I just remember it feeling so heavy, I could feel it. I was like, oh.
But
why?
Pookie saved the day, right? Didn't Pookie give you some, like.
Yeah, it's not ointment.
Oh, yeah, ointment,
like,
yeah.
A dream.
In fairness, though, like, across the board, Thailand, Malaysia, and Singapore, just, like, except the homestay, I don't think anyone really had a problem with mosquitoes. That definitely wasn't.
No, Liam did. Liam, do you remember Liam?
Yeah, fair. Actually, that's true.
He kept getting bitten.
Yeah, he did. He was about the only one, and apart from you, obviously, on the homestead.
Yeah.
Here, on that note, on the homestead, can you remember how hilarious it was when we had to eat dinner with our hands?
Yes.
Oh my god.
And Harry. That's actually, sorry to bring that up again, a funny memory. That has to be on top of my list. We were all sat down on the floor. The boys couldn't even sit down properly because they're so lanky and they were hurting their legs. They couldn't cross their legs. And the person who owned the house just talked to us about tradition and about how if the first person to touch the rice bowl has to keep dishing it out to everybody else. That was the rule. So obviously Jordan wasn't listening and Harry was sitting directly facing me. So as soon as it all stopped, they're like, okay, now you can eat. Nobody went for the rice bowl because nobody wanted to be dishing it out all the time. So Jordan obviously didn't hear, lifted the rice bowl, and Harry just literally burst out laughing everywhere. Like, I have never seen him laugh so much. And Jordan's like, what's so funny? Little did he know, he was now in charge of, like, forcing rice down everybody's throat.
For, like, the rest of the night, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Because
you couldn't, like, if you had ran out of rice on your plate, it was rude to say that you didn't
want
more.
You almost had to have more.
You had to, like, eat it really slow.
That homestay was really cool. That was a cool homestay.
Yeah, it was cool. It was different. It was definitely different from anything that I've done before. But I thought it was an amazing experience. I definitely do not in any way regret doing that at all. It was amazing.
That's what I think was really cool about doing the tour, because I think if we didn't do the tour, we would never have got the opportunity to stay at the homestay. And I think that's, you know, some of the other tours I've done as well. There are so many opportunities that I've been able to have because I've been on the tour. And if I'd travelled on my own or with friends, I just would never have known about these opportunities, which I think is really, you know, really cool. And in terms of, I'm just going to go on to bucket lists now. What's on your bucket lists in terms of countries you want to visit and activities you want to do? So it could be things like bungee jump in New Zealand or like a skydive in Dubai. What are the things what are the things that stand out to you as like, I have to do these things?
Definitely a skydive in Dubai over the whole of Dubai. That is just something that's always been on my bucket list. Yeah. Although the only thing that got me recently is obviously it's expensive.
It's like £600. It's so expensive, but it looks so insane.
Yeah, it would be. It's still on my bucket list, despite how much it is. That would just be insane. But I definitely have to see a lot of money before I can do that.
But is that because it's in Dubai? Like, would it be that much if it was here in the UK?
Yeah, but come on, what are we gonna it's not going to be a nice view to be like skydiving over.
Even in like New Zealand, it was cheaper. Yeah, even in like New Zealand, it was cheaper. Like when I was in New Zealand, although I didn't do the skydive because I mean, God, I just was terrified. It was like 200 quid, I think, 250 quid.
Oh, really?
So it was like, you know, still quite expensive, but considerably less. But yeah,
well, I would definitely do a skydive somewhere that, like, you were diving into like a view kind of thing.
And in terms of countries you want to visit, what, let's say like the next, say you had a choice of five countries that you could literally go to right now, which five would you pick?
Okay, Philippines, Vietnam, Cambodia, New Zealand, and, oh, I mean, I could definitely do more than five. We'll go with Dubai.
Yeah. And what about you, Crystal? If you could pick five countries to go to, what would they be?
Top five? My top five would be Vietnam, Sri Lanka, Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Mexico, mine as well.
Yeah.
Indonesia.
Oh, why did I not say that?
And then one more. I think probably
it's harder than you think, isn't it? Oh yeah, nice one.
I'd say for me, Japan.
I mean, the ones that you haven't already been to.
I'd say for me, Japan definitely. South Africa. Mexico definitely. Again, Philippines. And where else? Probably Canada as well is on my list. Yeah. I don't know. It's always somewhere I've thought. Oh.
Me and Matt are laughing. I feel like on our trip we met some Canadians who are quite interesting. I would say. Polite way to say it, shall I say?
I know. No, I get you.
I think we're just all so, you know, banter would be the word. We all love banter and we kind of all dish it out and we know how to take it. And I think like just other people from other places obviously just don't get that.
Didn't quite get the banter, yeah.
Yeah.
The British banter, yeah. I would say Canada. I think there's a lot. I mean, obviously it's a massive, massive country.
Absolutely.
So I would definitely like to visit there. But like you guys all said, there are literally too many places that I want to go to. To have it down to five is almost impossible. And especially given the circumstances with the coronavirus, it makes me want to travel even more. We'll go on to the coronavirus because obviously we've all been impacted by it in terms of we were all meant to be traveling this summer. Briefly sort of tell me what you were going to be doing, where you're going to be traveling, and obviously now that it's been cancelled, are you going to try and obviously redo those countries next year, or what are your plans obviously for next year as well?
Jordan and I were supposed to go to Bali and back to Thailand for the Thai New Year. On that note, we actually didn't mention how amazing Thai New Year was in
Songkran.
Can I just add on, that was another highlight of the night. Words can't describe how amazing that night was. It was so good. So good. Anyway, so we were supposed to go to Bali and we were traveling around quite a few places in Bali, and then we were going on to Thailand for the Thai New Year and then up to Chiang Mai, because I really, really, the last thing I didn't do last time was visit the elephants and look after the elephants. That's something that I really, really want to do. And I'm just completely devastated that coronavirus has came along, aren't we all? I know, but it sucks. I was so looking forward to it. It was literally planned. Our flight went still, but obviously we didn't get on it because we were entitled to our money back. If we had went there, I mean, everywhere was closed. We couldn't have done anything anyway. So I think the most sensible option was to reschedule. So we're hopefully going to do that next summer. And on that note, really want to try and organise something with the guys, all yeah. the guys that we met.
Definitely.
For longer. For even longer.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
I think that's our plan, isn't it? Obviously, like, we've got to try and get everyone's, I don't know, like, schedules and when they can have time off sort of, like, together, but I would love to. And it's something that's, like, making me so excited for next summer is the possibility of, obviously, everyone being able to travel again together. Because, I mean, we had such a good, you know, a good group, and we all got on so well.
Yeah. I can actually quite, because that was our first time proper travelling, Jordan and I, first time, always wanted to do it and want to continue it. But I never in a million years would have thought that I would have found friends that, and I would still, a year on, be speaking to them. And Ellie, you came to Belfast.
Yeah.
Like,
came to Banger.
Banger. You came to Banger. Yeah, so Crystal.
I know, Michelle. I feel so bad.
No. That was work. That always happens. But, I mean, that's just insane. The fact that we've met people traveling around, like, we just met people
outside of the world as well, literally.
I mean, we're still such good friends and talking to each other, like, talk on a regular basis. It's just unreal. Like, I feel like I've known you girls forever.
Yeah, I agree. I literally do agree. I mean, how long's it been? Like, what, a year and 3 months?
Like,
or so?
Year, like,
but not,
three, four
not
months?
Even. Literally, what, 2 weeks we spent together?
Yeah.
Or, well, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So
it's mad, isn't it? It is mad.
And that's just something that is just, I would urge everybody to do is travel, because the experience is just insane, especially group. But obviously, whenever you travel on your own, it's fine anyway. You go on your own and you do meet people, but being in a group all the time, it was arranged for us. We were together in every single place. Everything was planned. It just added to the experience, I think.
I think the trip we did, obviously, like, it's just easy travel, isn't it? We had the, you know, accommodation sorted. We had, you know, we had optional activities if we wanted to do them. We had, you know, all the, you know, transport sorted.
The whole itinerary was planned out for us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Which made it, like, you know, so stress-free. It was relaxing. Like, we didn't have to worry about how we were getting from A to B because someone else had already planned that for us. Like, that's what I think made it just such a good experience, is we were just able to fully enjoy it and, like, take it all in, really. And what about
so
you? What about you, Crystal? What were you? I think you had plans to travel. Was it in April or May?
Yeah. So I was supposed to go to Vietnam, with a different tour group that was Intro Travel, so kind of like STA and G Adventures. But yeah, it was a tour starting. It was a 12-night tour in Vietnam, starting in Hanoi in the north of Vietnam, and then ending in Ho Chi Minh in the south of Vietnam. So that was supposed to go ahead in April. Obviously, it got cancelled due to coronavirus. But yeah, I was hoping to go. But hopefully, I can go in December. I'm still planning for this year, like a highlight to the end of the year, like Vietnam.
I like your style.
Yeah,
just before Christmas.
That'd be amazing, Christmas time. To go to Vietnam.
I'm not sure. Let's just see how things go.
And in terms of next summer, are you thinking, like, I know you were saying maybe you might want to travel for a little bit longer than just a few weeks, or maybe it might just be a few weeks. What are you thinking?
I think, like, when I'm traveling, like, I still want to go back home. Like,
yeah,
I still
me
still
too.
Want to go back to reality.
I just love
be on the beach, experiencing the culture, like, everything. Let's just see.
Yeah, it's just if we won the lottery, we would not be in a one place longer than 2 weeks.
Yeah,
we'd be trapped
that globe. That's literally what I do. Honestly, if I won the lottery, genuinely, like, travel for the rest of my life. Genuinely,
absolutely.
I wouldn't do anything else.
One of my favorite quotes ever in life is that traveling. It's the only thing that you spend money on that makes you richer.
Yeah, love that.
And I think that's so true, like, the richer in culture and experiences and memories, like,
oh,
yeah, ever.
But The memories that we made from Thailand to Singapore will be memories that we're telling our kids, we're telling our grandkids. Yeah. Like, that's how unreal it was. It was literally the best trip ever. And hopefully, come summer 2021, we can do it all again.
Reunite, yeah, back out in Thailand, yeah. I mean,
say
for example, we can all figure out our schedules and stuff for next summer. Where are we going? Where, like, I know we've talked about it so far, but where do you guys want to go?
Well, I think Vietnam is definitely on everyone's bucket list.
Yeah. The food. Oh.
Yeah, Vietnam's definitely on everyone's bucket list. Back to Thailand. I'm sorry, we can't all go together and not revisit Thailand. It's law. It's the law for us.
Yeah.
Like, that's our home. That's where we met. We have to go back and visit it. And there's so much of Thailand that I just want to say. There's so much that is just amazing.
Yeah, I agree. Thailand, definitely. Vietnam, Cambodia, just more of Southeast Asia. Bali. I would love to go back to Bali.
India.
Amazing.
Bali.
Yeah.
Philippines are definitely on there for me. They are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But obviously it's finding a route that kind of suits everyone. And if people want to go for a week somewhere else, and we can all reunite back somewhere. That's what's so good about traveling, is that everyone can suit themselves and we can all kind of regroup again.
Yeah. I'm so excited. Even like thinking about it makes me excited. I just hope we can plan
cannot
something.
Wait to start planning, guys.
Yeah. No, I'm so excited. So I think that's everything we're going to sort of talk about today, but thank you so, so much to both of you for coming on the podcast. It's going to be out on Friday, so yeah, I hope everyone enjoys listening to our randomness, our chit chat, our excitement about traveling. So yeah, thank you so much, guys.
Thank you for having us.
No, thank you
so much, Ellie, for having us. I'm so privileged.